The North American International Auto Show is underway at Cobo Center in Detroit. Hundreds of thousands of people will visit the show to see the latest cars, trucks, and prototypes. And our Scott Pohl and Peter Worf both visited the show last week when the media had access, and they're both here to preview a week's worth of auto show coverage here on Current State. Good to see you both.
Good morning.
Peter, the auto show is always special. How did it strike you this year?
You know, as always, I've had the chance to attend several auto shows now, but as always, as soon as I walk in, I'm struck by the enormity of the entire situation.
Yes.
It's incredible. The staging, the video screens, it's like walking onto a futuristic movie set. For me, that movie might be the early 2000s Minority Report, you know, which sort of starred video technology and concept cars. I think there was even some car product placement in the vehicle that Tom Cruise drove. It was a Lexus, if I wasn't mistaken.
I think you're right.
You know, right? But, you know, concept cars, of course, are one of the things that is the star of the auto show, attracting the most cameras much of the time. Some of the things that made an impression on me were the new Honda fuel cell electric vehicle. It was sort of one of the most futuristic cars that at the same time looked sort of realistic. Like it might be something that could look like what you'd see come off the line.
Okay.
Pretty interesting. The Audi new all-road features a front and rear electric motor, which creates that all-wheel drive with a motor in the front and a motor in the back. Also something new was even Kia getting into the act with its Stinger sports car. And Scott, you and I were talking about the Toyota PV, the personal vehicle.
Very cool little car.
Kind of a
cool looking, I should say.
Exactly.
Can't
kind of a, sort of a one-seater, if you can imagine, you know, maybe a most futuristic recumbent bike. Yeah, really, really strange, but that's how concept cars go. Another word that popped into my mind with a lot of the new cars was efficiency. Efficient vehicles from BMW, Volkswagen, the new Chrysler 200. And then one of the most talked about, the all-new Ford F-150 for 2015. With
aluminum body.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right, the all-aluminum body. Brand new and somewhat controversial, too, with those materials and costs. And we'll see what happens with Ford. And speaking of pickups, the Ford F-150 and the Silverado, the truck of the year, those weren't the only two trucks that we looked at this week. We'll have a look at the all-new Chevy Colorado. We'll be talking about that later in the week. And another thing I'm going to be bringing you are sort of the non-car activities and interaction, some fun for kids and families and things that you can actually do at the auto show.
Great. Look forward to it an awful lot.
Lots of fun.
Scott, what about you?
Well, the big news out of the auto show last week was the announcement of the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards. It was a clean sweep for the Chevrolet division of General Motors. The Car of the Year is the Corvette Stingray, and the Truck of the Year Award went to the Silverado. I talked with Chevy's Director of Marketing, Russ Clark, about what it means to GM to win both awards in the same year.
It was a great day, but it does represent a lot of years of hard work and dedication to come out with the best trucks and cars in the market in the world, which is our goal. So to win North American Car of the Year, North American Truck of the Year, clean sweep for Chevrolet, really is a great testament to what we've been doing, and we're very, very proud and humbled by the awards.
Well, you had another finalist this year. You had the winner of Car of the Year last year. So a couple of good years for General Motors.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, again, it's our goal to continue to build the best. We challenge ourselves every day. And a lot of things that we need to try and achieve, and we're working hard to achieve them all.
Assuming you've been with General Motors through bankruptcy and everything, did you ever see this day coming back in the darkest days of General Motors?
Well, we had always been working on improving our processes, improving our product development. So a lot of things you see today, we have been in process and work and development for many, many years. So the ability now to really focus on a few key brands has really helped. And then also the ability to really, you know, go at it with a clean balance sheet and work those elements has allowed us to focus on the core business. So I think, you know, as you said, I've been here a long time and I've seen a lot. I always knew we've a great company, great bunch of people working on it, all dedicated to do the best we can.
How does Chevrolet capitalize on these Car of the Year and Truck of the Year awards?
Well, certainly in the marketplace, very tough, very competitive, and awards help you stand out. Certainly in the trucks, it's an extremely competitive marketplace. To have Truck of the Year recognized for the advancements made by the new Silverado is really key for us. We'll continue to mention the advancements and the benefits that the Silverado provides and be competitive in the marketplace, and the awards actually add aura and everything to the car. Corvette, of course, is a performance car. It was the most awarded car in 2013. So we look at the North American Car of the Year Award, very prestigious award, as a culmination of, again, a lot of hard work. And we'll build on that. Like yesterday, we announced the new Z06 and the C7R race car. So those will help lead us in terms of working through the marketing next year, racing being an incredibly important part of the Corvette experience.
2014 shaping up to be a solid year for Chevrolet then?
Well, sure. We've got a great, coming off a great year globally. We sold almost 5 million cars, set another record for Chevrolet globally. In the U.S., we did extremely well too, continued to build our business. Silverado sales were up. We want to continue on that next year. This year, we've got some important launches with the all-new Colorado coming out, of course, Corvette Z06. So, again, focus on continuing to improve our products, improve our marketing, improve our presence in our business parameters going forward.
Talk about cutting into the market share that the Ford F-150 has. Can Chevrolet get a bigger chunk of that market?
Well, like I said, last year we did increase our sales and our market share for Silverado, and that's, of course, always our goal. It's a tough competitive marketplace. We have two very strong competitors and a couple other folks that would like to become bigger in the truck market, so it just keeps getting more competitive every day, so we have to be our best. Continue to improve our product, continue to make sure that consumers know the benefits of our products and come to Chevrolet. And there's one other advantage we have at Chevrolet. We have done this unprecedented revamp of our entire dealer network. So we have new facilities, new approaches, new customer focus in the dealerships. It's an excellent place to shop and a great focus on customer satisfaction.
Yeah. Russ Clark of Chevrolet, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Powell.
And tomorrow, here on Current State, Peter Worf has a look ahead again at the much-anticipated Chevy Colorado on display at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit through Sunday. Also coming today to WKAR.org, look for our slideshow of images from the Detroit Auto Show.